This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Welcome to the show. It's a Vukubangele Breakfast Show. It's the only way to start your day. I did promise Uguti around this time, we'll be having Mr. Michael from the Library Services with Knowledge Hub. He's back today and is joining us live in studio. Mr. Michael, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Good morning. Thank you. Put our two good morning to our listeners.
Siyabonga kakhulu for your time. Last week you introduced something very interesting. It speaks about ukufunda no nendlela uzibuke uma ufunda. What do we have this week?
Yes. Yeah. So let's start getting deeper into it. So we'll see how far we go today, and then also we'll carry on next time. So today let's start with looking at motivation. So basically finding your why. So why it is important for you to read. And I put away to, not so long ago, I think 2 years back, in 2023. So we had fellow was one and a stage was hey. Washona matatu mnyeni wami and ushona njipini akangagayas. So,
okay.
Which is true, ngoba, ungahlala nomuntu 24 hours a day. So, loku akutshela kona, yilo okutshele uyena. But you must trust, but you must also verify ukuthi umuntu uthini. So, lenda isho isukelaphi. So, and it always pains me to hear my students say to me, no, look, I went to class, I read the study guide,
yes,
and I'm okay. There's no such. So for you to learn, you need to be able to, yes, attend classes, read my study guides, but you must also read your own textbook. You know?
Oh, yes.
So people must always find a reason to look for further information. So as much as you also want to read someone's phone so that you can better understand who they are, similarly as well, also in your academic work, you need to do the same. There is a quotation by Upolanyi in 1966, Otim, we know more than we can tell.
Okay.
We know more than you can tell. So everything that I know, I can never tell you everything that I know. At some point, you will need to go through the same sources that I consulted myself to get to know the information. So just to encourage you, our friends, our listeners there, what they can do then to work through motivation is maybe number one is to be aware of the theory of planned behavior. So, a theory of planned behavior, 18. So, you need to have a confidence. So, if for you to do something, so you're confident, so you believe that I'll be able to do this, I'll be able to finish it. So, also similarly as well with the reading. Start. You have a textbook to read. Start with the preface. Start with the introduction. Read the index page at the back. Go through a table of contents. Because that's going to give you some confidence, so you are starting to grasp what's going on, right? The other one is that also surround yourself again, issue the theory of planned behavior, team. If everyone else is doing it, you are more likely, peer pressure somehow, we now influence it.
So peer pressure can be positive.
It can be. And like how I get my own, we like also working, having my sons are servants in groups.
Yes.
So good collaboration, find smart people, and also please, ubalalele nawe. And also, please ask questions. Also, hopefully now, as well, by generous. It's not someone that was official information, maybe us.
Yes.
So get your advice from them. Because, look, I'm struggling on this area. What can I read? Or I'm not understanding this. What is the best source? So, leo information. Then, Mr. also, it's a theory of planned behavior that. So you need to practice. So kulula into kuyenza kaningi ngoba the more uyenza kaningi more uba confident, also the more uthola ne acknowledgement also from other people. So basically it's asiyenzi into singazange say plan.
Yes.
Now this is the side part ke iphinde be charge because I like doing that just to throw a contradiction in whatever that you're trying to say. As well as librarians, anything they say young abandon is as also as educators, the notion of a smoke detector principle. It is not natural for people to learn. So someone is if we say walk along this path, walk back to the library from the studio, I look nothing around me because I'm familiar with the space and get.
Oh yes.
But the day I walk through and there's a smoke, I'm going to pause and say, "What's
happening?"
Yes, yeah. So human nature is as well. Because the same guy will walk from the same lady, the same woman will leave home to the river, walk through the same path. I can notice loads of shrinkies in my children, but the day go back on the smoke, they pause.
Yeah.
So they say, we only react to a danger. Yeah, well, mm. So we only react to a survival. Again, I'm also saying to not we know this, but I will to go to Mangeko test. Mangeko exam. Oh, Mangeko assignment.
Yes.
Well, they don't, which we hope they start changing.
It'll be changed.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, read because you are curious. You are learning this. You are in management, you are in engineering, you are in applied health sciences because it's your career, it's your passion.
Mm.
So please be curious. So go out and look for information because maybe, must be another taxing or something, Amazon and give something new just because you know it. Mm. Topic. So, this smoke detector thing, I'm hoping as well with the Indian artists and Gala see discourage. This is no, let's learn because it's something to enjoy to do and it's what you want to do.
Yes.
And also from our side, also as Zamala Prarians, we have Brooks, Otina, two things they can happen. So it's a silly phone, hello, Mundo. So what is this? What is there, right? Now two things will happen. One, you are going to confirm whatever suspicions that
you had,
you already had. I mean, you are going to get the evidence. I confirm. I was or whatever information that is there. Also the same also with your studies. So if you are reading, it's also going to help you gain more knowledge, so expand your ideas, your knowledge, information around a lot of people who are different students, right? But then the other one is you are going to get a shock. So you are going to go, aha. So in learning, you are going to get an aha. Okay, so now this is the solution to the problem that I had. So in knowledge, in reading, let's get you to those two places. One, it reinforces, it confirms, or two, it's a pleasant surprise, hopefully, because you are learning. Now I know this. So, I mean, it's just as a start, maybe to just spend some time emphasizing that to our listeners. Please, let's get the motivation and encouraging people as well. Get started wherever, just start. You know? And lastly, also, find similar, like-minded people. Encourage others as well. So, it's even about two or three, even better.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it surprises sometimes when you are done with graduation. Just recently, we had a graduation,
yes,
and people were so happy to be graduating. But if you would ask some, I'm not saying all, you would ask some, what did you gain for this 3 years experience you've been at MUT? You'd find that some have little knowledge of even their course.
Yes,
Those are some of the types. How do we differentiate the two?
I think we tend to do that, especially we're responding because there's a smoke, because there's fire. So all you're going to do is to say exam or scope set test to go to the Pumoguti, and we only stick
focus
to that,
and
only focus on that, and we even become a masters in doing that. And the challenge is that you are right. The challenge is in 2012 for Ifundile, you'll be lucky if in your working life you need to apply all 12, right? So chances are you may apply 8, you may apply 9, you may apply 6. Quarter goal of 6 to apply, you must be 100%. So it doesn't mean you go to the other 6 outing. The other 6 needs the foundation. So Tina Seba now challenge sometimes go by what people are struggling to just apply the thing that they should know into a different situation, and hopefully we'll change that as time goes by. Ngalama conversations in Namayama interventions as I'm going.
Yes, definitely. So all in all, first things first, we must be motivated.
Yes.
Let us get motivated. Why do I want to read this? Find the why, the niche in this. No, siyabonga kakhulu. I don't know if you had something else to say.
No.
We're going to stop for now.
Let's stop there for now. Let's just have this conversation about the motivations. Let's talk to our friends. Let's look deep in our hearts. Let's reflect. Let's try to change.
Yeah, I think one of the things that could motivate us, even as a band who are studying in first year, probably I'm in second year, is the end goal. What do I want to achieve? I want to be this HR practitioner. I want to be this accountant. I think that would be definitely be one of the motivations.
I'm 100% agree. I like that. Ngoba vele lenda ishintsha ngabe lento uyayibuzwa abantu bese uzoba yini. When one of the I'm studying. They don't care uzoba yini. That is important. But what are you going to become? So you should become what you are learning. So 100%.
No. Thank you so much, Mr. Mike. I love it. And I wish I had this conversation while I was still a student. Now, the more we have these conversations, but yeah, maybe if someone is going back to school next year, who knows?
Yes,
and I will use these tools, eh? Thank you so much, Mr. Mike, for your time and this card, Trisa Library, and even with Umpati, because you're an Umpati, this card, so Upume, and just say your knowledge with us, Lagwe Knowledge Hub. Thank you so much for joining us once again. See you next week.
Thank you. Same time,
same place on Ivukubanga and a Breakfast Show.
Thank you, my brother.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.